So basically, Richard Haass, this American who's been brought in to try to put onto the table proposals about things that the parties just cannot find agreement on themselves. One of the things he's floating, as you've been hearing this morning, is this possibility of a new flag in Northern Ireland, a Northern Ireland flag. What would it look like? How could you get everybody to buy into it? Would it be instead of the Union flag? Would it be instead of the tricolour? George, morning, George.
Morning, Stephen. How you doing? Stephen, coming from a unionist perspective, and I would say I would speak for 100% of my community here. This is a non-starter.
Well, that's where, well, hold on a minute. That's a non-starter before you. How can you say speak for 100% of your community?
You put it to an ordinary unionist, and we'll see what they say. This is a non-starter, and any unionist politician that would even entertain the notion of looking at this tip that's on the table, his coat wouldn't be on a shaky peg, for there'd be no peg there for to hang his coat
but
on.
But isn't that the problem, George? Isn't that, well, hold on a minute. Isn't that the problem? Not the fact that you're saying no in your head, the fact that it's a non-starter, the fact that you wouldn't even contemplate it, entrenched in a position to the point where you wouldn't even think it through.
Well, here's a question I would throw back at Haass. So would the southern states of America still entertain this notion of you know, the Union, or the Confederate Army and that down there? I would ask Haass, would he be happy with doing away with the Stars and Stripes in the southern states of America and only flying the Confederate flag? And how he would feel about that?
Well, there's no divided allegiance in those states.
But Stephen, there is a divided allegiance here. But
precisely.
As in those states, Stephen, as in those states, it's the flag of the country. The majority of the people in the country, it's their flag. They have the allegiance to it. You know, this is another, what this is, this has been, obviously Haass is throwing this in, but this came from somewhere. And this is only another Sinn Féin ploy to throw something into the hat where Haass, they can look at Haass and say, look, there's nothing, they'll give nothing, there's nothing comes from them. That's their attitude with everything.
By the way, Sinn Féin are opposed to this. Can I just point out to you, hold on a minute. Can I just point out to you, Sinn Féin are opposed to this.
And where did the idea come from?
They want both flags or no flag.
Where did the idea come from,
Haass,
then, Stephen?
Richard, Haass.
Well, then, he obviously there's no sense in the man being here, because he just does not understand for a millisecond the mindset of the unionist community in this country. You know, for to come up with something like this here, it's bordering on the absolute ridiculous, if not tipping over the edge of ridiculousness. It just is a non-starter for this community and will not happen. And as I said, any unionist politician would even contemplate even thinking about this for 1 second spells a death knell for himself and his party.
You see, not even contemplating something for
absolutely
1 second.
Absolutely, not even contemplating.
Here but you see, George, if we are to move forward in any walk of life, about anything in life, right? You've got to contemplate change. People who are entrenched in positions and never contemplate any change whatsoever. What does that say about them?
Back to the start of the agreement, it was only the RUC, it was only the UDR, get rid of them, everything will be better. It was only letting prisoners out, let it happen, everything will be better. It was only bringing terrorists into government, let it happen, everything will be better. Nothing's better. Everything's the same. That city centre is still being car bombed. There's policemen and soldiers still being attacked and shot dead in this country. Where are we for all those concessions?
Tell me this.
We're no further on.
Right, well, tell me this. Scotland and Wales, they've got their own flag. Do you think they're any less British because they've got their own flag?
Northern Ireland has its own flag. Along with Scotland and Wales, what's the problem?
Do you think Scotland or Wales is any less British?
No, they're not. And Northern Ireland's no less British either for the Ulster flag, the Ulster banner. It's there, it's the flag of the country. And until such times as the majority of the people, not a minority, the majority of the people deem it that it's not that flag, then I'll be democratic and I'll stand by the majority.
Have a listen to Frank.
The community in the country.
Have a listen to Frank, George. Morning, Frank.
Stephen, see, listen to your man, George, sir. Your listeners, is not typical of what we have put up with here in Northern Ireland this last 100 years. I'm 60 years of age, and from I can remember being a young boy, all we ever got was the Union flag was pushed down our throats. Them days is over, Stephen. We will never allow that to happen again. But to me, the Irish tricolour, the geography of this country, as all your listeners know, is this is Ireland we're in. This is Ireland here. And let's get this right here. And I would say, if we have a referendum, Stephen, an all-Ireland referendum through the 32 counties of Ireland, and to see if we can have this country united.
Yeah, it's not what the Good Friday Agreement decides. The Good Friday Agreement determines that it's for Northern Ireland to decide. Hold on a minute. No, I'm not being walked down this path this morning. It's not happening, Frank. I am not being walked down. It's too close to Christmas. I'm on a wind down. I am not being walked down that path this morning. Listen, here's what we're talking about today.
Yes.
We're talking about whether a flag, a new Northern Ireland flag, would be acceptable.
Right. Anything
we're not talking about a referendum throughout the whole of Ireland about...
Well, Stephen, let's put it like this. This is the geography of the country. We are Ireland. And secondly...
new Northern Ireland flag.
If we get rid of the Union flag and with another flag at the moment, that would be acceptable. But we're going down the road, we're going to unite this country. And it'd be sooner rather than later. And that's the way it has to go. Stephen, do you see this last number of weeks, those people on the streets?
So no compromise from you at all?
There certainly is. But
what's the compromise?
Listen a wee minute. This last number of weeks, Stephen, this past year, we have seen these people around the City Hall in Belfast, on the streets of Belfast, waving Union flags. And to me, that is a bad sign for Northern Ireland, for people looking in on us here. And they must say...
So what is your compromise?
Well, the compromise is this, Stephen. Do you see all these people that thinks that they're British? I would give them a free... Nowadays, you get a free bus pass. I would give them a pass on a boat and allow them to go to England free.
Right,
and
I see.
If that's what they wanted...
That's a good compromise. That's intelligent.
There you have it in a nutshell. I'll tell you my compromise. I'll abide by the democratic decision of the will of the majority of the people.
Right, let's have a referendum then.
Frank, you listen, you're banging on about an All-Ireland decision.
George.
The Good Friday Agreement
with
an All-Ireland
vote. Are you prepared to have a referendum here in Ireland?
I kept quiet when you were talking. The Good Friday Agreement with an All-Ireland vote. In that agreement, it stated that Northern Ireland would be part of Britain and remain British until the majority of the people voted. So the people in the Republic of Ireland also voted for that. So unfortunately for you, Frank, at this time, the people, the majority of the people in this part of Northern Ireland, in this Northern Ireland, the majority of the people still vote to remain British.
So where have you got your figures from?
I abide from the Good Friday Agreement that you quoted. You wanted an All-Ireland vote. The Good Friday Agreement was an All-Ireland vote.
I'm not condoning an All-Ireland vote this morning. I am not condoning this road this morning. We're talking about a flag. Thank you, Frank. Good morning. Thank you, George. Cheerio. Thanks a lot. Morning, Patrick. Go ahead, Patrick.
No, I was interested to hear that parties are saying no to the flag. Well, each of the parties have their own flag. I think they should be asking the people what they think. Because if we're in a new era, which we're supposed to be in, we should be looking at something that brings people together rather than separates them. And for one guy to come on and say, I believe that the loyalist or Protestant or whatever connotations he wants to put on it believes that they wouldn't accept that, I don't believe that. I live in West Belfast, and I don't know what everybody says, but all I'm interested in is something of a compromise that brings people together.
And that's the question this morning, and this is what I'm trying to say. You know, is compromise a sign of strength in Northern Ireland around the flag, or is compromise around the flag a sign of weakness? Is it a sign of maturity or immaturity from the political leadership of these countries to even contemplate this? And here's the reality. Some of them won't dare even to be seen to contemplate this because of the reaction you've heard this morning.
Yeah, but I mean, remember, we're notorious here for having what's called a gut reaction. We sometimes open our mouths before we engage our brain. Some of the people that you talk on a day and daily basis have a vested interest in keeping people apart. The vast majority of people who have opted out of voting and taken part in elections have decided not to do anything. Unfortunately, they are actually, through their actions, allowing the situation to exist. And that's the problem.
Patrick, thank you. Bill in Newton Orange. Morning, Bill.
Steve, I'm a bit bemused even with the question. Are you saying then that the Good Friday Agreement was based on a lie?
I'm not saying anything. So I'm you know, what I'm doing here is hosting a program based on what Richard Haass has floated, an idea of a new flag for Northern Ireland, and how would that be validated? Validate. Very fancy word for how could you make a Northern Ireland flag acceptable?
David, no, but what you're saying is that the Good Friday Agreement is invalid because one of the main, as far as the unionist community was concerned, was that Northern Ireland shall remain within the United Kingdom as long as a majority say so. So I mean,
but it also, the Good Friday Agreement also recognised both identities in Northern Ireland.
No, you're wrong there. Yes, they say they can work towards, legally towards the United Ireland, but that is a different thing than the flag of the country. The main stalwart there was that Northern Ireland shall remain part of the United Kingdom until the majority say different.
I'd just love to see the look on Richard Haass's face if he heard the first half an hour of this programme this morning.